opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Come on, let's get so.
Better?
Is that better? She had to pull her cans off. When I say that, I mean her ears.
Right off my head.
Her microphone or her.
Wow.
Her
oh, hey, we're good now.
Yeah, I got to pull it in too.
She got blasted.
Whoa.
I'm trying to pull in studio audio so that I can bring it in for video, but it apparently messes everybody up.
Yeah, I understand.
Good morning.
I don't know.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yes, my name is Mark Kent. I am your host once again. It's Sunday, September 26, 2021, and I have a degree from the University of Hard Knocks, not a degree in arsonist, but we'll talk about that later. It's been quite a few days, but I'm here in the great city of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Halloween.
All right.
And again, it rocks around the clock. Cyber Dave Johnson.
Come on down.
Good morning.
And the guardian of the magic button of silence, Travis.
Yeah.
Go, Travis. Go, Travis.
Oh, my yeah. You guys, I had to wake up. Last show was a repeat, so I'm sitting back here all quiet.
Okay. He was almost asleep.
I was.
Travis.
I want to mention our great sponsors and our sponsor and other sponsors. Most of our sponsors are actually the people out there in the county that help us keep this thing going. That know that the message.
Americans.
That's right.
There.
Yeah, there's actually some Americans out there, and they like what we're doing and they want us to keep doing it because we're bringing a voice of truth into a wilderness of lies, as it seems like these days. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating at 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded. And I also want to make a shout-out to Jefferson State of Mind and also SCCJ, which is Shasta County Citizens Journalists, which is, by the way, on Monday now doing podcasts.
Yeah.
We got Jefferson State of Mind at, roughly 9:30.
Yeah, right about that.
That's about 10:30, and then I guess these guys are on in the afternoon from 4 to 5.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I want to give the number while we're talking about it. The number to call into Mountaintop for all three shows, I do believe, is 255-8063.
There you have it.
Yeah.
Boy, and we got a fast-paced show. You know, when I say a degree in arson, it seems like you don't have to go to too many universities in California to get one. You got your gender studies and you got your climate change, and then you have how
That's
to set fires.
That's part of climate change.
How to change the climate very quickly. You can't make this crap up. I mean, these people are nuts. You know, they talk about, you're against education. No, I'm against indoctrination and people that set fires all over the country because this is, like, not an isolated incident.
Yeah, is that what you go to college for in university?
Yeah, to learn how to destroy people's property and lives.
Ah!
It's amazing. You can go get a degree about gender studies and global warming and then help the global warming situation by literally starting fires. I mean, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, Boy, that's helping the planet. You know, oh yeah, you guys are putting out too much exhaust fumes out of your car. Hold on, while I light this match.
Roasting a marshmallow.
Roasting a marshmallow. Wow. I mean, these guys are out of control. You know, we got our local bomb throwers, you know, bragging about setting the fires along I-5. I know personally a person who had to move to Kansas because they got burnt out on those I-5 fires. Mm-hmm. Now we've got the Dixie Fire, which is the number one fire in the
largest one, I believe, in California.
Yeah, all of it. Yeah. And I guess I got to log into the chat room now. I'm not sure what's going on there. I thought I was going to go.
Yes,
right in.
Curious one. That is the phone number.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try to get in here in a minute. I guess I have to sign up now. It's all been reworked, probably because of our bomb throwing. Group of, I don't know what you want to call them,
but going back to the fire, these people, I mean, I'm sorry, they should be up on murder charges.
I'm
just saying, not you know, probation, you know, the max is 7 years. Really?
So let's start with the Dixie.
I think I heard, you know.
Let's start with the Dixie Fire. Okay, here's a real conservative source for this, NPR. Yeah. Okay. Fighting firefighters battling the Dixie Fire have also been facing a second enemy, serial arsonist who went to on a spree of setting fires July and August, and who sought to trap fire crews with his fires, according to which I mean I think that's like murder, you know, if you're trying to burn people up.
Isn't it premeditated? I mean, they had to think about it before they did it. I'm just saying.
According to agents from the U.S. Forest Service, they allege that former college professor Gary Maynard is the culprit. You know, and even a college professor. Wow, how do you get to be a college professor? I want to start fires, you know.
Just have your parents pay the tuition and, you know.
But there seems to be a trend here. Maynard was identified after his car got stuck near a fire. And it seems like everywhere he went.
There was a fire.
Now, this guy is a former professor who taught colleges at New York and California, according to records online. Last fall, he taught the criminology and criminal justice department at Sonoma State University. That's where you're sending your kids to get, you know, indoctrinated.
Well, not just that, but he's not very good at his subject.
He's obviously really bright, you know.
Yeah.
You know, his teaching and research, the school said, focuses on topics that include sociology of health, deviance in crime, environmental sociology. Got a trend going here? Yeah. And then, I took arson 101 too. Cause, you have to have a brain scan before you go to class. And they didn't find nothing. You know, I mean, come on. He also has connections to other schools. Stony Brook University in New York.
Where he did a lot of bit of Stony.
Where he received his doctorate. In what? In Santa Clara University, where he also taught. You know, when I hear these dumb, stupid...
throwing a shot under pressure.
I don't know if I can use letters. Can I use letters?
How so? Like, to spell it out?
Like, no, like MFS?
Yeah, you can't. You already say it. You can't say it. Can I say this? Can I say it
and take it back?
Yeah, no.
No?
Well, that's married, filing, single.
Okay, I'll accept it.
Boy, I wonder if there's one for... Never mind. This guy's got a master's degree in sociology. Wow. Okay, so the guy's been lighting fires all over the Cascades, slopes of Mount Shasta, you know, and now he's been denied bail. Just a quinkydink. And now we have another arsonist who sets a fire, and she's from Palo Alto, and she started the bonfire, according to Cal Fire. And she just happens to be another one of these. Let's see. Do we have a background on her? She was dehydrated, needed medical attention. Okay. So I'm thinking maybe, you know, she is second to your corner. I'll have to do a little homework on her. But what I'm hearing is that she's also a very well-educated person. Maybe even
I
a
guess
college
that depends
professor.
On whose standards we're referring to as far as being educated.
Well, yeah. Educated in what? You know,
the last thing I read about her was she has a PhD in environmental chemistry and a BS in chemistry and biology. That's what I read about her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that how you? So she knows how to make cocktails? Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Like probably. Molotov cocktails?
Hey, those start fires.
Yeah.
No.
You know, so, gee, is there a trend here? I think there is. And I think when you start thinking about these bomb throwers and what's coming out of our universities and what our kids are being taught, and these are the professors that are running the school, and this isn't isolated. If you go back to the clips we've been showing in Sacramento to the high school students and these guys.
Oh, you mean the one that had the flags and all that?
The flags, the Antifa.
Yeah.
You know, you got a bunch of communists
that have
infiltrated the school system at every level, and now we're just supposed to go, oh, it's okay. Okay, send your kid to school because, you know, indoctrination's fine as long as it's in Marxism and, you know, climatology. I mean, do these people think everybody's as stupid as they are? Evidently. So anyway, I'll try to get back in on the chat room here when we get to the break. I'm not going to mess with it right now. I guess the big news besides that, and, oh, I guess I should tell the story before I get to the big news, is that... you know, I was out there running around with a horse trailer trying to get some animals out from behind people's, you know, at people's houses that were, you know, and I'm looking at, you know, I don't know, 100 yards away, trees are blowing up, you know.
We were pretty close.
It started getting kind of dicey there. It's like, hey, you got to move.
We got to move.
We got to move, man. It's like another 5 minutes and I'm dropping my trailer and we're out of here, you know. I mean, it was pretty fortunate that not everybody got burnt out there, evidently.
Oh, yeah.
Evidently, there was quite a few houses were saved. I want to give a big shout out to the firefighters out there. They do a hell of a job, and they got it quelled down out there pretty well. And now I think it's under control. They say it's 25% contained, but now they've got it butted up against the lake out there on the other side towards Silverthorne. And they did a hell of a job turning that thing around. The winds died down. We got a little bit of a cool off. There might even be some rain coming in here pretty soon.
Hopefully we don't get too much wind and, you know, coming out of the north or something. Then
so we're still at evacuation is still on out there. I think that they'll probably lift that at some point in the near future because but they've got to get the PG&E lines back up. I don't know how far under control it is. Again, 25%, but you know that could be a false, misleading figure depending on, you know, what they're considering, contained.
And, you know, back to the firemen, you know, they don't only fight the fires. I can't hear myself. But anyway, they help take care of people's animals and stuff that were left. We weren't able to get all the animals out. And so, but they're feeding them and taking care of them. And besides fighting the fire and protecting people's homes and everything. So, you know, hats off to them. I love sound and everything.
You're just getting old.
Thank you.
Hey, that's not very good.
Well, she's younger than me.
Oh. Well, there you go.
So I'm not sure what that says about me. I do want to do a shout.
I can hear him, yeah.
I do want to make a shout out to the Red, White, and Blueprint Project, and they got a new collection of merch and gear that you might want to look at if you haven't, some really good stuff, Resist Tyranny Collection. And so you guys might want to get in there and look at some of that stuff, and buy some because, it helps support the movement, it helps support the cause and all of that. So, where are we now? Okay, I think I can probably play a clip here. Let's go to Durham for a second. And I don't mean Durham, North Carolina, I mean John Durham, the, special prosecutor that was appointed by Trump. And he, is indicted, Hillary Clinton's campaign attorney, and it looks to me like there's more on the way. We will wait and see. I'm not going to get my hopes up too high here because, you know, I don't like being trolled and I don't like being lied to. And, you know, we have been strung along for a long time. So I have a little bit of, precautionary, thought process here about what's going on. But this was on Bartolomé's show this morning, and I kind of want to play it. Also, there was a big Trump rally in Georgia, and we'll get to that in the Arizona audit results. Were actually on Friday they were released. So this is Devin New. How do you say his name? Nunes?
Nunes, I think. Yeah.
It's Nunes, yeah. And I'm trying to scroll up here. So
yeah, I'm trying to bring it up. I think they indicted 14 people.
Well, they're referring 14 people to Jeff. So let's hear what they have to say. This is Sunday morning with Maria Bartolomé. And here we go. I don't know. Here we go.
What are you expecting next from John Durham? Was there a statute of limitations that sort of pressured him to get this one indictment out? I know Kevin Kleinsmith got a slap on the wrist, no indictment there, but we've got this first indictment. Where does it lead now?
Yeah, look, what I expect is we've made 14 criminal referrals to the Department of Justice. I expect every one of those to be looked into. For God's sake, the American people, the taxpayers pay for us to do this work. We don't have guns here in Congress. We can't go out and arrest people. All we can do is do an exhaustive investigation, which we've done, despite being stonewalled by the Department of Justice and FBI for years. So we've done our job. Now we expect Durham to do his job, which I think he is doing. And like I said, the American people, every Republican senator, every Republican congressman better be saying the same thing when they're having conversations, especially the ones who are in positions of power in this town, to tell Garland, Durham better finish this investigation. And it's for a number of reasons that I've outlined here in the last few minutes.
And I know some of those referrals had to do with conspiracy, so we'll be watching that.
That's right.
So that's interesting. So some of those had to do with conspiracy, those referrals. So we'll reserve judgment here and see what happens, as this plays out. Obviously, there's something going on. Is this the prosecutions that we've all been looking for that should have happened years ago if we didn't have such a corrupt system with the DOJ and the FBI and the CIA and all of the three-letter agencies that seem to not really care what the American people think or want to do or, want to observe the Constitution. That makes me think back to Nancy Pelosi when they said, aren't you going to follow the Constitution? And she said, the Constitution? Are you serious? That's what we're dealing with. You know, and a lot of these bomb throwers, they don't want to have a free country. What they want is they want to have total control because they think that once they're in control, that, everything's just going to be hunky-dory, except we're getting a taste of what is going to happen on a larger scale right now if these guys do get control. Everybody's going to be miserable. Everybody's going to be broke. Everybody's going to be poor, and everybody's going to be hungry except the guys at the top. And that's why this needs to be changed, and we need to keep fighting these guys at whatever level.
It's starting to show. Have you seen where there's like 93 ships off the coast of California alone?
Well, that's
they can't even unload or anything. I mean, how are you possibly going to move the product if you can't unload?
Well, there's a problem going on in China. They've got a collapse of the bank. And I haven't done enough research on it. I was going to probably bring that up, but I don't want to do it yet because I need to do a little more research on it. And because I was out running around and evacuating and doing stuff over the weekend, I didn't have as much time as I'd like to have devoted to it. And then there was all this other stuff, too, that was going on. So we need to come back, but it seems like they're you know, you got two camps. One is saying that this is causing a contagion effect from a monetary worldwide economic standpoint. I think we've already collapsed, and the only thing that they're doing now is, you know, the big box stores are all doing just fine because everybody's shut down and ordering, but the ma and pa's locally are all getting
cream. The big box stores are able to have a little bit of inventory where ma and pa stores aren't able to carry that kind of inventory for their customers.
So, I don't know. I can't seem to log in on the chat room for some reason.
No, the internet's been a little weird.
I'll try.
You know, so
more.
It makes a big difference when you can't carry the inventory or the product for people, you know?
But when you shut down all of the factories, there is no product inventory except from maybe China. And China's all screwed up, you know, as far as their economics as well. So, you know, all I can say is wait and see what happens because it's getting weirder and weirder and weirder, and it's going to get even worse, and we need to batten down the hatches. And we know that inflation is definitely getting out of control. And there's, I'm expecting another big boost of inflation. And, so, I think I'm in the chat room. Let's see here. I'm not even sure what happened there, but, yeah, I guess I'm in. Wow, what a trip. So it wouldn't let me in. Now I'm in. All right. So anyway, the, you know, I guess, yeah, Mitch McConnell's, Jimmy's in the chat room. Father-in-law is the Chinese shipping king. He has made any comments on the ships stuck offshore? I haven't, again, I need to do a little more homework on this. Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. and good morning, Casey, in our production. I think that's Travis, isn't it?
Shh, don't tell them.
Damn it. Yeah, I think so.
So, I don't think we have any trolls today, which, by the way, we're
having. It's been great.
Yeah.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
We just need to, they're just gone. We're not doing it anymore with these idiots. All they want to do is
now
distract.
Now they'll probably come back.
Well, they can't, because then we'll just get rid of them again. I mean, if everybody else wants to talk to them, fine. I don't want to hear anything they have to say about anything. Because they don't want to know about anything except they have their agenda, and everybody's screwed up at them. Everybody's screwed up at them. I mean, that's the bottom line from these people. They don't listen to facts. They don't listen to anything. I guess they shouldn't pound the table.
You can be taught.
Shush. Stop it.
Just, Jimmy, I need one of those shark collars.
Oh, yeah.
What's that about teaching old dogs new tricks?
You guys need to calm down here a little bit. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay. Do you have something over there, or should I just keep going?
The FBI admits to having informants at January 6th protest. Weird.
I was going to bring that up. I mean, isn't that interesting that all of a sudden the insurrection's really not an insurrection? It was sort of a setup by the FBI so that they could, at the same day that they might have decertified the election, you know, and heard the evidence, that all of a sudden there's an insurrection. You know, it's...
Well, and don't you just love the whole Justice for January 6th rally that all of the Republicans and all of the conservative media all said don't go to because it's basically just another big setup? Mm-hmm. And they ended up having only the
FBI
CIA
agents.
And
yeah,
FBI.
Right. Hey, where's everybody at? We want to cause another problem
I
here.
I think they actually ended up pulling over one guy and trying to arrest him, and he was a CIA guy.
Yeah, like, I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. So, you're...
They keep blowing my ears off.
They keep blowing your ears off?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Well, and it's funny, because you actually have the best cans in the studio. You really do.
Cans are headphones for you lay people out there who don't understand radio talk.
Can you turn these down? This is, like, really loud, but it works. These, can you turn me down? Please?
Yeah, hopefully the trolls rushed off to get more COVID shots. Yeah, we can hope. Thanks, sis. Siskiyou, I guess I should say.
That's better.
We're having a little technical difficulty in here. We're going to probably go to a break here in a minute. I do have some video for us and some...
Before we get to the break real quick and before we get to the video,
we're going to go after the break for the video, but go ahead.
So I've been doing a lot of thinking about what's been going on.
Oh, my God, stop.
And trying to get in Joe Biden's mind and understand
why
he's so afraid.
You can't do that.
No, I did.
You can't get in his mind. You got to have one.
How did
you get
out?
No, I did. It's pretty plain and basic logic, but he found out that COVID makes you lose your sense of smell.
So him and Hunter, they're no longer scratch and sniff. Is that what you're saying?
It's empty air. Anyway, I think we got to go to a break, and we have a caller, so we'll get to our caller on the other side of the break. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yes, I see the bad is fake. just didn't take. Guys, I made no mistake. It was all a big lie. I was king for a day. Yeah. I was just making hay. Yeah. They hung on to every word. Oh, yes, they did. That I had to say.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alby from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Falling too fast to prepare for this. Tripping in the world could be dangerous. Everybody circling as vultures. Negative, nepotist. Everybody waiting for the fall of man. Everybody praying for the end of times. Everybody hoping they could be the one. I was born to run, I was born for this.
Whip, whip, run me like a race horse. Pull me like a ripcord. Break me down and build me up. I wanna be the slip, slip. Word upon your lip, lip. Ready that you rip, rip. Break me down and build me up. Whatever it takes.
I like that. That's a little Imagine Dragon. But, you know, I was trying to think of what to play today, you know, because I was kind of a little bit sad about the fire and, you know, and then I was playing some fire songs and they just didn't hit it, you know. I mean, the roof.
Yeah, we could live without that.
Probably. So, anyway, that's
yeah.
Good. Anyway, we don't have
there.
A caller anymore, and he can go away permanently as far as I'm concerned.
That's okay.
Okay, so I want to play a little bit of Trump because you know something? The mainstream media won't play any of Trump. Isn't that interesting?
Well, he's banned.
He's banned from all of it. Fox, all of it.
He's a banned voice. No, we can't have banned voices.
No, we got to censor anybody that disagrees with the narrative.
No, you can't talk about Trump.
Oh,
you can't. Just like that.
Is this a direct threat from you to me? Is that what we're doing here?
Yeah. You also, you can't talk about George Soros. You can't mention that name like the Fox host. But
what?
Beep, beep.
All I can say is don't bring a knife to a gunfight.
You can only talk about Trump if you're criticizing him and blaming him. Then we can talk about
well,
him.
Well, everything's his fault, isn't it? I mean, Afghanistan, the withdrawal.
You know,
border? Come on, man.
The scratch and sniff, all of it, you know. And now I guess it's coming out that, oh, yeah, the laptop was real, and Hunter Biden is a piece of crap, and, yeah, they've been getting bribed by everybody and everything. And so I want to play this Trump clip. It's about 3 or 4 minutes, but, you know, I think it says a lot here, and then I have another one later on. But let's give our 45th president a little bit of a platform here, because can you think of any other president that they've cut off completely from the media, the mainstream? I mean, Jimmy Carter could go out.
I was going to say Jimmy Carter, but that was for a whole different reason.
You know, what's interesting is I read an article on Jimmy Carter the other day that he's been passing out ivermectin for the last 40 years. For other
wow.
things. Yeah, you know, anyway. But, yeah, he could go out and pull a peanut plant up by the root, and that'd be big news. All right, so here we go. Here's Trump. This is at the rally in Georgia, the Save America rally yesterday. And I think this is pretty good. Here we go, if we can get it to play.
This will not be Venezuela. This is going to be Venezuela very soon. If they keep going the way they're going. And this is all done in a period of less than 9 months. Think of it. This destruction of our border, all of the destruction, our military in retreat. We've never had a military retreated before. Why would you leave $83 or $85 billion worth of equipment? Why would you leave brand new Black Hawk helicopters, the greatest machine? Why would you leave millions and millions? Why, as an example, there was no reason we had it so under control. We were getting the hell out of there. But everybody would have come out. We would have then taken the equipment. I even gave an expression. I want every screw, every bolt, every nail. I want the tents that the equipment is out. I want everything. Millie said to me one time, I'll never forget it, sir, it's more expensive. It's more expensive, sir, to take the equipment than to leave it. I said, really? You mean you have a $10 million tank? You put it on a plane, and that's more expensive than leaving it. He said, it's more expensive. And I never forgot that statement, because that's probably the first time I realized that he was stupid. But you know what I did say? I said, so we have brand new aircraft just out of the factory, and it's sitting on the runways, and our soldiers are fleeing and surrendering to guys with knives. Good fighters, by the way, but guys with knives that I got along with very well. They understood they're not going to screw around. I almost used the F word. And you know, it would have been more effective if I did, but they would have. He used a horrible word, so I didn't do it. Remember, I didn't do it. It would have been so much more effective if I used the word. Maybe later on. But with Millie and with all these people, they flee. I said, why wouldn't you have brought in 200 pilots? 200, we have the best pilots in the world. We have the best soldiers in the world. We have the best military in the world. I rebuilt the military. Space Force, don't forget Space Force. I rebuilt. So why wouldn't you bring over real fast? First of all, you shouldn't have left anything behind. So I don't even like this idea. But assuming they really wanted to leave it behind because they're stupid, why wouldn't you bring over 200 pilots? Just take the planes and fly them to Pakistan. And then you bring them over. Or fly them to some other country of which we give them all so much money that they all treat us well, okay? You know, we get ripped off by everybody. But why wouldn't you fly the planes out? Instead, they leave the planes. And then they said, because they were so embarrassed, because they probably didn't even know what they were doing. They had no idea what they were doing. They said, no, well, we disabled it. You know what they did? They let the air out of a couple of tires of one plane. They didn't disable anything. These guys have the best equipment anywhere in the world. They're probably the best armed soldiers and equipped soldiers in the world. They have goggles, the likes of which nobody, the goggles, the night goggles, they call them. I can see at night better than I can at 12 o'clock in the afternoon with the sun. That's how good they are. Better than our soldiers have, the latest models. And they have thousands and thousands. They have hundreds of thousands of rifles and weapons and machine guns. Hundreds of... We left it there. And there was no reason to leave it there. We could have taken a year, 2 years, 4 years, or 2 months to get the hell out. There was no reason. We had them so at bay. They weren't going to play games because they knew that if they did, they were going to get hit harder than any nation has ever been hit at their home, because it's all about their home, because they were never hit at their home. But we know where their homes are, and we were going to hit them very hard, and they understood that. That's why I told you before, 18 months we didn't have one soldier killed, and even Biden said that. It was a mistake. They said, he said, well, I will say that no soldiers have been killed in 18 months. And there's people screaming at him, don't say that, you stupid son of a bitch. You see, he was supposed to add a but, something bad, but he didn't do it.
Wow, yep. That unpacks a little bit there, huh? And I guess the mainstream media just thinks, well, you know, I guess there's nothing to see here. Joe Biden's a good guy. What flavor ice cream today, Joe? I mean, that's what we get.
Pistachio.
Is it pistachio? I thought it was chocolate chip, double chocolate chip.
Joe Pistachio. It looks like him.
Okay.
It's so nice to hear a coherent speech again.
Yeah, somewhere that, or someone who could actually put the words together that makes sense.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because I'll tell you what, if you listen to any of Joe's stuff for a long time, I'm beginning to think they got a body double or something, you know?
I've thought that a couple of times on him.
Me too.
Yeah, because it's like he comes out, he's not too bad one day, and the next day he comes out and he's...
Trying to shove it under pressure.
Yeah, he's wandering around chasing butterflies, and they're trying to corral him into someplace.
Yeah, exactly.
And yeah, he's not taking questions today because they told him not to. They told me I would get in trouble.
Yeah, he just wanders off camera and stuff, you know, just keeps going.
I believe that Shabbat about Gary. It's a human right.
He does say that a lot. Huh? They say I can't say this. They tell me to say
this.
Who's they? Yeah. Who's they?
Yeah. I'll take questions if they want me to.
Here's the list they gave me of people I can ask.
Yeah, you know, Peppermint Patty, Jen Psaki, you know, she's just getting bombarded because she's got nothing to say. It's all lies, everything that comes out of her mouth. So is she responsible for telling him what to say or do?
How about this? As of yesterday, Psaki, it's not constructive for Biden to visit the crisis on the southern border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Friday that the press briefing was not constructive for the President Joe Biden to visit the crisis on the U.S. and Mexico. Psaki made the remarks in response to a question from Fox News White House correspondent Peter Dookie, who
Dookie.
We all need more coffee, and this is a very dark room. I feel like we're all vampires right now.
I need coffee, too.
We like the darkness.
Boy.
Who first asked about the latest developments involving the Hunter Biden laptop. First, the president has said, you have to... I can't even...
The next slide, please.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So you know, I do have a couple more things we can go over. I guess the next thing might be...
You know, during that speech, did you hear that Trump had said we're going to take our country back from the lunatics?
Yeah, I actually have that on tape.
Yeah, that's pretty good, yeah.
I mean, honestly, from the heart right here, when you just go through and start looking at all of the political theater and the things that we're seeing right now, I'm so over it. I'm so fed up normalizing the destruction of our nation and normalizing the destruction of everything we see on the archives.gov. Now over the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, there's now a warning that it could be offensive or hateful behavior or other type of speech over the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. And you go through and you look at the rest of these things, these riots that happened over in Portland. They weren't people that were native to Portland. They were bussed in. You can see the license plates. You can see where they came from. And you can see that it was all show. It was all political theater. All of this stuff that's been happening over these past 2 years has been political theater. It continues to be political theater. Moderna comes out and says the virus can be over by next year. We just have to get everybody vaccinated with our product and stuff like this. I mean, it's give me a break. We're seeing a leaky vaccine that has 900% more asymptomatic transmission than what people who didn't get it had. I mean, at this point, I've actually been the one on the program this entire time saying the vaccine is not a bad thing. I've been the one saying this. However, we're seeing results and things like this that are coming out of Israel that are suggesting completely opposite. Why are we seeing more caseloads and higher viral loads in these people that are getting it? And why are we only testing the unvaccinated rather than the vaccinated? You can still catch it.
Because they've skewed everything. They lie about everything. It's like if you got both shots day one and didn't go through the 14-day period, they say you're not vaccinated because you didn't wait the 14-day period.
Even though
if you got the vaccination and then you get the... I mean, they couldn't put two and two together there. You got the vaccination, and then you got COVID like a couple days later. Wow. It's all unrelated because you're not unvaccinated, right?
Well, and we're seeing now, like over in Israel, you're not considered vaccinated until you end up getting the booster shot now, and they're already talking about a fourth booster
shot. I've seen a couple of charts. It's just like it goes straight up. You know, the more we get these shots from these guys, they say, oh, it's supposed to stop the curve. Bull crap. I mean, it's going straight up with these guys after they get the shot. They're the ones that are spreading this.
Exactly.
They're the ones that the Delta variant is coming from the guys with the COVID shot.
And it'll keep having variants because of the shots and the boosters.
There's a lot of science that says that. There's a lot of guys that are virologists, that are experts, that are saying this.
There's a guy that's done over 100,000 COVID tests, and he actually ended up coming out and saying that the people that are catching these other variants, the Delta, Epsilon, Lambda variants, they're actually being absorbed into the T cells more prevalently. They're having less deaths and less fatalities from it. However, these mutagens that are taking place, the virus only has to mutate just slightly to overcome the spike protein. So
right.
The bodies in these individuals that actually ended up getting vaccinated are already in a place to where they're more receptive to receiving mm-hmm. these other variants, and asymptomatically, their spread is up 600 to 900%.
Well, it'll never stop.
Because of the way that the
vaccine, quote-unquote, happened, it's just going to keep creating. It's like the flu, another strain, another variant.
Right.
It's just going to keep going. They're making it happen.
We're going to play it later.
Pull it up. Let me see what you got. I do want to stay on Trump here for a little while longer. Okay, a couple of taglines from the rally yesterday. One is, how would you like, he's talking about Hillary Clinton, he says, how would you like to have her for your wife? And then the other one, like you said, was, let me get it right here.
I mean, that kind of reminds me of that whole joke of, if I was your wife, I'd poison your tea. And the guy replies back with, if I was your husband, I'd drink it.
Yeah, we're going to
take back the
country from these lists.
I don't know, maybe her and Michelle could have fun together.
Well, I was going to say that the other tagline was, we're going to take our country back from these lunatics.
So
you can go to several spots if you want to watch the whole thing. I do want to cover this Arizona report, full report from canvassing work completed in the Arizona Maricopa County, and of course all of the lefters, oh, nothing ever happened. Except for there's now a referral in the Arizona Senate. Arizona Senate, this is from the Washington Examiner. Arizona, you could pull it up off of a dozen different websites. Funny, they're not even mentioning it in the media so far from what I've seen. Arizona Senate asks State Attorney General for formal investigation to bolster Maricopa election audit. So in the findings of this report, it seems like the full report is right here. Let's see. Grassroots canvas report. 173,000 lost votes. 96,000 ghost votes. These lost votes are the votes where people voted, but their votes were discarded. Ghost votes are the votes cast by someone other than the voter assigned to the vote. Dead voters account for a significant number of these anomalies. And, I guess that's just all okay with these guys because, it doesn't matter. Trump's the devil. So it doesn't matter how much evidence there is to say that the election was stolen, because you can't say that, because if you say that and it's true, then what? They can't admit that it got stolen. And there's so much evidence to this. And this is one state, one county.
In one
this
state.
This is one county. Now, it's going to start opening up these other counties, because if you find this much fraudulent voting in one county, and he only won, Biden only won by 10,000 votes, a little over 10,000 votes. We're talking close to 300,000 by the time you're done with fraudulent votes. Now, these guys don't want fair elections. Stalin said it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. That's what's been going on. And it's been going across in more states than we want to believe. And these guys don't want to hear it, because if that's true and there's that much cheating going on across the board, then who is really winning these elections? Who is really in charge of the country? If they don't want to get to the bottom of it, then they no longer have anything to say about anything. As far as they're on my channel, any place that I'm on, radio, any place. I don't want to hear anything they have to say anymore, because they're full of dookie. Yeah, they're full of dookie. They're full of BS. Because they're not interested in anything but taking and destroying the country.
Well, you would think that they would be open to it if they were, well, we know they're not fair, or, you know, to investigate it so they could prove their side as well if it was true.
They don't care.
You know what I mean?
They think this is like cheating in a game of any game you can think of, basketball, baseball. They think that no matter what, the end justifies the means. And that's exactly what the Marxists think. They think the ends justifies the means. They think if you're saving the planet and you're taking over the country to get rid of this evil capitalist system, it doesn't matter how you do it. You can lie, cheat, and steal. It doesn't matter. So what that does...
But they still lie, because that's not what's happening.
But
even on
my
their
point
side.
Is they have zero say anymore in my book. You have zero say. I don't care what you have to say anymore, because all you are no longer a valid voice in this discussion. Period.
Well, they never have been, but yeah.
Oh, it's like the idiot in the, all of those ghost votes could have been Republican. Really? Really? Have you even looked at the report? Well, and if they were all Republican,
so what?
If they were all
what
I'm saying. How stupid is that?
Yeah. Okay.
All we gotta do is secure our election process.
Right.
It shouldn't be an issue that's partisan.
Dishonest people, trying to infiltrate our government and take over our country through subversion, through bomb throwing tactics, by setting fires, by wasting resources, by collusion with China, by leaving our equipment over in Afghanistan. At what point in time do you go, these guys are traitors? At what point in time do you go, they're traitors, and we no longer listen to them, we try them, and we shoot the sons of bitches? That's what I'm saying.
Well, and it's a known fact that the counting system, the Dominion machines, we're not counting them. It's a fact.
We got to go back.
It's a fact that it's going elsewhere.
I want paper ballots. Yeah. That's right. I want paper ballots. I want ID. I don't want any machines doing the counting anymore. I want to have a honest, fair election. That's it. That's it. Because we don't have an honest, fair election. Joe Biden is not the most popular president in history. Joe Biden can barely figure out where the door is to get into the White House. Joe Biden cares about ice cream. That's it. So I don't. Anybody who supports that is a I gotta watch myself here.
My goodness.
Because this is complete BS. And the fact that, I'm listening to CNN and they said something different, you're a moron. You're a moron. If you look at the ties, if you look at the ties and where their money's coming from, the bankers, your globalists that are all looking to have this big global wonderful world, because that's what they taught us in some college course by a guy who sets fires out in the forest because he's a frickin' screwed up moron wants to get even with the world because he thinks that the climate change is the cause of everything. When what he's doing is he's supporting a regime that's going to shoot everybody in sight as soon as they get total control. Anybody that disagrees with him. And if you can't put together that this vaccine might be a bioweapon, I don't know, it came from China, and the scientists in China that promoted it, were they under the control of the Communist Chinese Party? Everything's under the control of the Chinese Party in China. And funded by a liar who's lied about every single thing that he's talked about from the day one, a highest paid professional in the government, rat-faced Fauci, who's funding them. And now they're promoting vaccine, 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 vaccine. Why? They won't talk about natural immunity. They won't talk about any of the adverse reactions. They won't talk about anything. They stop Trump, and censor anybody who says anything on Facebook, whether it's vaccines, needles, you take your pick. Post anything. And then you got your fact checkers. I posted the Pledge of Allegiance and they came back and said it was missing content.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to the elections. A little bit, you know, with this voting. Okay, so I know somebody that voted by mail.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a text on the 17th of September that said, we received your ballot and counted it. So explain to me how they called the election whenever there was how many percentage of mail-in ballots. This one didn't get counted until the 17th.
Well, how many
and
people
the election
went out there?
Was on the 14th, right?
Well, how many people went out there and found out that they had already voted?
Well, that too. But they could send out a text saying, yeah, we finally counted your ballot on the 17th.
Now, I might believe that Gavin Newsom won because we are in a pretty left-wing state. But I haven't been convinced that there's no cheating yet across the board.
Me neither. That's why I'm bringing it up.
And if we don't have a fair and honest election, period, then as far as I'm concerned, the guy has lost everything in my we've lost faith in everything. If we no longer have a valid, honest election, then I don't believe that guy won fairly to begin with.
Well, and honestly, all of this is actually heading towards a head. We are going to watch the United States split up into different countries. And we're already there. We're already seeing what's taking place. You already have people on the left who are saying we need to have a peaceful divorce. And we need to just let these
states of Jefferson or something?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, this is where it's heading. And otherwise, the way that it ends up working out is that you will have non-compliance on one side or the other whenever anybody is in office. This is not hard to figure out. People are not going to do your unlawful mandates, and they're not going to go along with your unlawful edicts. And even if you try to change the Constitution or you pump up the Supreme Court with all of your other cronies so you can get anything passed through, the people are who have consent to be governed. If you don't have the consent to be governed by over half of the population, irregardless of who the president is, you are going to see a complete collapse of the United States. United we stand, divided we fall.
Maybe.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line we probably want to get to before the break. Good morning, Terry.
Morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. What can we do for you?
Well, I guess the question we have to ask now, and I think it's got to that point, when do we fight? When do we fight? The government has taken everything from you. Dave, it's already started, my good friend. We all know it. We've all been understanding this for a long time. When do we fight? When do we stand? Would the founders of this nation have stood as long as we have? Would we let our children get abused? Would we let a president, a treasonous, corrupt man, separate us by dividing people? Who gets vaccinated, who doesn't? New York right now is bracing themselves. They're losing 5,000 people in the medical field who refuse to get a vaccine. Mm-hmm. The pharmacies that are handing these out should be ashamed. The particular people who make these vaccines, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, all of them, think about that a minute. They're not liable for anything. Would you buy brakes from somebody who didn't guarantee them? Would you buy brakes for your car for somebody who wouldn't guarantee them? At what point do we fight? Mountaintop Media is going to be having a series of programs. We'll be starting this tomorrow at 9 o'clock on Mountaintop Media. We're going to talk about that issue because, frankly, as the shirt says, we the people are pissed.
Yeah, Ted. Hey, thanks, Terry. That's what Ted Nugent said. I could probably pull that clip up. He's saying the people are pissed. I mean, we're not going to keep doing this. We're not going to keep playing this game. You know, this is starting to get towards a little bit more of a serious.
It's collapsing. It's collapsing on them. They're already seeing they're not going to be able to take control, and all it takes is not compliance.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned, that is the way we fight. It's peaceable. It's defensive. It's completely.
I would like it to be peaceful, but
we can still win this peaceably at this point, I believe.
Okay. Well, with that, we're at the top of the hour. They're going to cut us off, so please stay tuned for the second half. As I'll remind you, you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Former President Trump on the stump in Georgia last night.
The citizens of the United States of America will not be told how to live, how to think, what to do or what to say by corrupt and incompetent politicians, big tech tyrants, left-wing bullies, or anybody else, because we are a free, proud, and sovereign people, and we have to take back our country.
Mr. Trump's comments, courtesy of C-SPAN, he continues to hint that he might run for president again in 2024. Damage assessment teams went out yesterday in Northern California to determine how many buildings burned in a forest fire that has displaced thousands.
Firefighters working in steep, drought-stricken terrain hope calmer weather over the next few days will help them. Crews are battling the Fawn Fire north of the city of Redding. Officials say initial assessments reveal at least 100 homes and other structures have burned, but that number is likely to change as teams go street by street.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting California fires have burned more than 3,600 square miles so far this year, and they have destroyed more than 3,200 homes and other buildings. At least five Palestinians have been killed in shootouts with Israeli forces today during a sweeping West Bank arrest operation cracking down on the Islamic militant group Hamas. The Israeli military says today that an officer and soldier suffered serious injuries when troops came under fire during one arrest. They were airlifted to a hospital. Hurricane Sam is now a Category 4 storm, but forecasters say the system will probably fluctuate and maybe decrease in power, and it's nowhere near the U.S. The National Hurricane Center says Sam at the moment is about 900 miles east-southeast of the northern Leeward Islands. More on these stories at townhall.com.
One listener that stands out that I worked with was this older couple that was interested in refinancing. They reached out to a few different lenders, and, you know, their credit wasn't the best. I know some of these other bigger banks, you just won't hear back from them, which I cannot stand. Not everybody has the 780 credit scores, and just because you don't qualify at one time doesn't mean that you'll never qualify. I'll walk you through what you have to do, whether it's 2, 3, 6 months from now. Back to that older couple, we worked with them for months and months to improve their credit, and we were able to get the loan done. We were saving them hundreds each month, thousands of dollars a year, finally got themselves into a situation financially that they can handle, and they could start saving money each month for retirement. End of the day, they just could not be happier, which just put a huge smile on my face.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Neville Park Road, Neville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to Animalist Consumer Access, Federal or Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Germans headed to the polls today in an election who will see who succeeds outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel.
Polls point to a close race between State Governor Armin Laschet from Merkel's centre-right party and Vice Chancellor Olaf Scholz from the centre-left Social Democrats. Recent surveys show the Social Democrats marginally ahead. Polls put the Green Party, headed by candidate Annalena Baerbock, several points behind in third place. According to polls, no one party is expected to win with an outright majority, meaning a coalition is expected. During the months of expected haggling between the parties to form a coalition, Merkel will remain as caretaker chancellor. I'm Karen Chamas.
Early exit polls today indicate there may have to be a runoff. Iceland, meanwhile, has elected a female majority parliament for the first time ever. Results tallied today show the female candidates have won 33 seats in Iceland's 63-seat parliament. News and analysis at townhall.com. At least three people are dead, and Amtrak says scores of others were injured in a train derailment yesterday in Montana.
Video posted to social media shows rail cars laying on their sides, the passenger who shot it exclaiming how the train is destroyed. The Amtrak train runs between Seattle and Chicago. The derailment happened around 4 p.m. near Joplin, Montana, about 30 miles from Canada. Amtrak says the train had about 141 passengers and 16 crew on board, and that 8 of the 10 rail cars derailed. I'm Julie Walker.
Today is Sunday, September the 26th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including former baseball all-star Bobby Shantz, 96 years old today. Singer Olivia Newton-John is 73. Actress Linda Hamilton has 65 candles on her cake. And tennis star Serena Williams is 40. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Got that keyed up at 18:30, by the way, just in case you're wondering. I got 18:26, so...
Well, while you talk about that, I want to go ahead and talk about a couple of stories that... Or while you look for that, rather.
Actually,
a couple of stories that ended up releasing as of 7 hours ago from Insider. Chairman disbands panel of scientists investigating COVID-19 origins, saying its links to a nonprofit that worked with a Chinese lab risks perception of bias. Yeah. A task force of scientists investigating the origins of COVID-19 has been disbanded by Columbia University Professor Jeffrey Sachs. The Wall Street Journal reported that it was due to the task force's links with a U.S. nonprofit EcoHealth Alliance which worked with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Sachs said this risks perception of bias, according to the outlet, so they're just going to go ahead and close it down. Now, this EcoHealth Alliance, also as of September 24th, from Timcast, House votes to include women in the draft as part of Pentagon's budget. That's the wrong story.
Okay, I got it queued up if you want to go ahead and...
Yeah, send it.
Okay, so here we go. We're going to play this. It's okay. I've got it at 1830.
I think that's it.
All right, so here we go. Let's see what happens. I'm not sure yet, but let's try.
But it's still the end of the world as we know it.
Good.
And I feel fine, indeed. So... here's a question I have. We played a clip at the top of the program of Anthony Fauci being cornered by a reporter on CNBC. I wish I knew her name. I'd love to give her a lot of mad props. Hell, I might send her flowers. All right. But basically, this is the first time. I mean, he's been getting asked trickier questions recently, like even CNN is asking, why do you know people with natural immunity have to get vaccinated? Even Joe Scarborough's asking, when do we finally hit herd immunity? So he's finally getting some real questions. But they're not asked quite the way this reporter on CNBC did, because this is the way you and I would be asking them. And she had all the data. She had charts. She had his ass cornered on how do you possibly explain Israel's data. All right. Healthy population. One of the youngest median ages of a free country in the world. Densely populated. And they've used one singular vaccine the entire time. They're like the perfect control group to study vaccine efficacy through. And yet, when you look at Israel, last week, Israel reported almost the exact same amount of deaths as they did for that week in 2020 when they were locked down in social distancing and there were no vaccines. So, Daniel, how can you possibly explain that?
Well, Steve, it's worse than that because it's the same number of deaths piggybacking off of a summer where they had more deaths than they did during the summer of 2020. So that's just because the fall wave started to pick up last year, and now we're still on the same wave, and it's been going on for a while there, even into their third booster when they're talking about their fourth booster. But as we know, the vice president of Pfizer said on a call a couple of weeks ago that whatever starts in Israel comes to America about 2 months later, and we're seeing that like clockwork here as well. You look anywhere in America, and this thing is worse than it was at that given date last year. It's worse in all age groups. It's worse in terms of spread. Most places, it's worse in terms of hospitalizations, often setting records. Again, where most places, people above 30 are really overwhelmingly vaccinated, even in the lower vaccinated areas. There's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to hide. You can no longer say, well, it's the Delta. Well, the problem is the UK had Delta 2 months before everyone else, and it was like a cold, as we would expect from a virus that mutates down, a little bit more transmissible, but less virulent. So that is not the case here. That is not what's happening. Also, Steve, by the way, in Israel, they are now experiencing excess deaths among the cohort under 45, something that did not happen the entire first year of the pandemic. So one of two things is happening there, or a mixture of both. Either the vaccine is killing off people, or the virus has gotten more virulent and it's roping in younger people as well, where there is some evidence of that in certain parts of the country and the world at this point. I'm just a nobody, Steve, but there's two dudes that are very very famous in the vaccinology world. Gert Vandenbosch worked for Gavi and Bill Gates, and then you had – I'm forgetting his name, but the French virologist who won the Nobel Prize. That's right, won the Nobel Prize for discovering HIV. And they said, you know, if you mass vaccinate, particularly with a narrow spectrum, leaky vaccine during a pandemic, you're going to make it worse. Well, that's kind of what we're seeing now.
Okay,
it made
enough.
It worse, and it happened.
Well, so, makes sense.
These are the facts of what we're seeing coming out, and we want answers. You are not going to force vaccinate our children with a leaky vaccine when efficacy for children has been so high already with natural immunity that kids have. What we're seeing right now is we're seeing things that don't make sense, and they don't add up at all. We're seeing places that share a landmass with places that are forcibly vaccinating people that are far worse off than the places that are not, that are landlocked landmasses in just Spain and Portugal. You end up looking at these places, they don't make sense. They don't add up. We want answers. That's all we want, and we want to stop being lied to. We want to find out the origins of this virus. Back here, right here. The Independent Science News, back before it was an issue, I pulled this article up intensely because of the EcoHealth Alliance has hidden almost $40 million in Pentagon funding and militarized pandemic science as of December 16th of 2020. $40 million in Pentagon funding. We have funding to these people to the tune of Department of Defense spending $38,949,000. HHS spending $13 million on them, $13 million some change. NSF spending $2 million. USAID spending $3 million almost. We've got DHS spending 2.2. This group is not a health group. This group is a group that is an environmental health group that has been working on this stuff. We have $61 million that have gone to these people. And then we also have these new DARPA documents call into question the credibility of Peter Daszak. A few days ago, I wrote about documents linked to a drastic to the online coronavirus sleuths, which involve proposed coronavirus research. In 2018, a group of researchers led by Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance submitted an application to DARPA, of which the goal was to identify dangerous coronaviruses in bats and then attempt to inoculate wild bats against some of those viruses. It was called Project Diffuse, and ultimately DARPA refused to fund it, saying it was too dangerous and too close to gain-of-function research. I mean, these are questions. We need to have answers. At what point in any movie of a biological disaster did they ever say, we don't need to figure out who patient zero is. We don't need to figure out the origins of this thing. Let's just inoculate it with leaky vaccines that'll still allow you to catch the virus and spread it possibly more.
See, that's where they don't want to make the connection is that they don't want to make, see, they're trying, it's always, and that's what these guys do. It's always projection, blame everything but the real problem. You know, it's like Afghanistan. That was Trump's problem. No, you took over. I mean, everything they do is try to blame the other guy for whatever the problem is. And, you know, the virus is no different where they're trying to blame the people that have natural immunity for spreading the virus while the virus is being spread by the guys that are getting jabbed. I mean, that's really the bottom line. I want to switch gears a little bit here to a couple other things, so we don't run out of time, because time goes around here really fast. One thing I want to play is this is a little clip from about Bill Gates on a meeting with Jeffrey Epstein. Have you seen this one yet?
I may have.
This is from CNN, or actually it's Public Broadcasting News Hour. And this was on September 21st, an interview with PBS News Hour's Judy Woodruff.
Philanthropist.
Thank you.
Words are hard.
I'm going to say it like what's his name? Daffy Duck. Philanthropist. Bill Gates. Somehow I can't say philanthropist because it's Bill Gates.
It's attached to it. Yeah.
And he was asked in this meeting, about his meetings with Jeffrey Epstein a decade ago. After Epstein had already been convicted of sex crimes. Boy, I'm having a rough one. Gates said Epstein had promoted himself as having a relationship. Anyway, I want you to listen to this because this is one of the strangest things. It's only a minute or so, but this is strange. Here we go.
It was reported at that time that you had a number of meetings with Jeffrey Epstein, who, when you met him 10 years ago, he was convicted of soliciting prostitution from minors. What did you know about him when you were meeting with him, as you've said yourself, in the hopes of raising money?
I had dinners with him. I regret doing that. He had relationships with people he said, would give to global health, which is a interest I have. You know, not nearly enough philanthropy goes in that direction. Those meetings were a mistake. They didn't result in what he purported, and I cut them off. You know, that goes back a long time ago now. So there's nothing new on that.
It was reported that you continue to meet with him over several years, and that, in other words, a number of meetings. What did you do when you found out about his background?
Well, I've said I regretted having those dinners. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing new on that.
Is there a lesson for you, for anyone else looking at this?
Well, he's dead. So, in general, you always have to be careful. I'm very proud of what we've done in philanthropy, very proud of the work of the foundation.
Wow.
You know, that's.
You should see the guy's face when he's. He doesn't like this interview. He's like really uncomfortable. He doesn't like where it's going. And he's talking about this global health thing, and these children, and he didn't purport to do what they were going to say. Why you're meeting with Jeffrey Epstein to talk about global health? The guy has been convicted and is running Pedophile Island, and it's okay. He's dead now.
No, I was going to say, and then he says he's dead.
So, you got to be careful.
My ass is covered.
That basically is kind of what it sounded like.
Yeah,
this is such a bizarre clip. I had to play it because it's like, what did he say? What is he talking about? He is so used to not being questioned at all.
Well, and all of this stuff just gets brushed under the rug. I mean, we still have these little black books with all these names in it, and people need to be investigated, but they're never going to do it.
This is the guy that's been promoting the vaccines and in charge of a bunch of this crap.
This is Bill Gates, right?
This is Bill Gates.
And isn't this the one that's in charge of the computers and everything for the children? And
Well, I don't know about the computers for the children, but, you know, the guy's definitely got some power here. And,
yeah.
He's kind of creepy.
You know, the funniest comparison that I've ever seen to Bill Gates was Donald Trump, because they both use these really, really small words. And you have this guy, Bill Gates. He's not a scientist. He doesn't end up talking about anything in particularly in depth. He just goes in and starts using these really small words that sound interesting and put them together to where it's just, yeah, you know, like, we need to help the children, and we're doing these things, and it's something that we all need to come together for.
Yeah, you lost me at Trump, buddy.
There's a comparison on it.
And with that, we have a caller on the line. We've got Lori. Good morning, Lori.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Just overwhelming. I'm still catching up with your podcast episode number 4 with the Nurse Joe.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Very good.
Very good so far. I think I'm 15, 20 minutes into it, so I'm going to finish that today. We had a bit of a rally on the 21st, we call it the landing, because the Board of Supervisors failed to keep their obligation and commitment to listen to the health and medical people.
Imagine that.
We had our own meeting, and thanks to Robert Exer filming, we heard several shocking things that the masks, how they handle them here locally, they put them in a brown paper bag and store them and do some crazy stuff, that the swab tips, if they're not, or that you have to be careful it's not ethyl oxide, which mm-hmm. is a part of antifreeze, so
right.
the tips mm-hmm. are kind of funny, weird. And this third person came up and was talking about the remdesivir with ventilators. So quite an earful. That's going to blow up in their face. ABC affiliate, Detroit, they were asking and seeking, please tell us what's happening with the unvaccinated people and how they're dying or making it worse. Well, lo and behold, complete opposite flip-flop. They had 39,000 angry responders saying that people have died from these quote-unquote vaccines, and they were absolutely shocked at that how much came back that way. Fauci, I think the red flags are coming out. The double vaccine's not going to be okay anymore, so people that think they're going to live off that passport with dose number one and dose number two, it's not going to count, it looks like, until you have the booster, shot number three, same thing. Mercy and Shasta Regional have two updated visit policies. I called over the weekend. And you now have to show a vax card, passport card, or a negative PCR test mm-hmm. within the last 72 hours. And if you're doing a self-test, it has to be FDA approved, blah, blah, blah. I tell you what, these people were not thrilled to talk to me over the weekend as I was trying to explain that people can produce a fake ID, a fake vax card. And how are they verifying? Are they calling anyone? Are they going into the registry? No, we don't know. Can you call Monday and talk to admin? Oh, sure, I will. Lastly, this Friday, Dave, you're worried, as we all are, about the kids, and the Friday the 1st, City Hall, they're doing another vaccine clinic, and they're doing Pfizer for children 12 and up. Again, kids who don't really croak out from this, low risk, they're going to start jabbing away.
Have they, Lori, have they approved that from the FDA?
They're going to say they did when they have it, and you've covered this. You've already mentioned this. We know they sent a letter out the same day. The FDA approval.
Well,
for the
I know, but
trademark.
I'm talking about for the kids, because this is a new thing where they're saying they're going to get an FDA approval. Obviously, I'm saying it a little bit tongue in cheek, but they're saying they're going to get approval before they start.
Well, it's the EAU, which is everything. This is their free check writing for everything. If you can put it emergency use authorization, you got it.
Yeah,
so
they came back and said it was approved, basically, is what they said, and they could go ahead and do it. I'm not saying it's right, but that's what they
did. Right. Well, I'm just saying this was in the Record Searchlight about 2.5 weeks ago, published by Nada Atia, and it runs from 11 to 2 p.m. I'm going to be there doing consensual interviews, taking pictures. I need people also there to rally, protest, and this is wrong. Pfizer 12 and up. No, and then they're doing Johnson & Johnson 21 and up. That's Reading City Hall. And if you look and see, in closing, the Carrie Schutte and Karen and all the rest, they're still doing their YouTubes on Wednesdays with the media. But it's just they're still pushing the vaccine. They're not talking about ivermectin or the monoclonal or any of these other antiparasiticals that are apparently working, if indeed this is, folks, a blood infection, meaning a bacterial.
Well, it's actually a parasite within the blood.
This is data right here that is as of this 22nd, according to the CDC, of how many kids have died. So 0 to 4 years age, female, 81. 0 to 4 years age, male, 89. 5 to 18 years old, 164, female. 5 to 18 years old, 210, male. And we are going to mass vaccinate with a vaccine that has not had long-term studies for something that has kids in less than 500 kids have died since the start of this pandemic. And we're going to inoculate them with something that might cause them problems? No. No. It's not going
to
happen.
Inoculate them and put them in a mask. What was it? Some teacher duct taped a mask onto some kid at some point? People are losing
their minds. Yeah, that was about two weeks ago.
This is why, if this is indeed possibly a bacterial issue, everything that they've been doing points exactly how to get sick or worse and croak and depopulate and whatever Bill Gates and Soros and all the rest are doing. So, yeah, this is, they're going after pregnant people. They're going after the younger children, five. When is it just going to be, you're born, here's your shot, added to the vitamin K and the Hep B?
Mm-hmm.
They already have the vaccine schedule of 72 injections. They're not cross-checking it. StuPeters.tv has had the best people, in my opinion, from all the research I do, Dr. Jane Ruby, R-U-B-Y, and Pfizer executive Karen Kingston. Meanwhile, our local corruption and fraud, I'm going to bust it to the last breath I take. I am fed up and done that they get to have this genocidal program in the name of safe and effective. No, what's safe and effective is what you're not making available. And you have to fight your way, folks. If you are sick, take something right away. Mm-hmm. Avoid the hospital, and you better have a whole ton of advocates with you demanding you get your IV nutrients, C, D, and anything else that you feel other than what they're pushing, which is what's going to hurt you and send you into a cytokine storm, kidney inflammation, and then they turn you upside down, and then you need a ventilator. Yeah, not the path you want, folks, in my opinion.
Right. I'm looking at an article right now. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky overrules panel's recommendation, approves COVID booster to align with what Joe Biden wants.
How did she get to do that? See, it's all falling apart, folks. It's imploding. Stop taking these things. They're not working. The leak through, the breakthroughs that you're talking about, why aren't they covering that? We have a local radio show host yesterday. I was listening to her show with another doctor who's doing the jab, won't take it because he's got natural immunity. Okay, fine. This, I don't even know how to talk to these folks right now without getting upset and irritated, because we've been warning for so long, 18, 19 months. We've been at the Board of Supervisors every time confronting Karen, Ramstrom, Donnell, all of them. They're unbelievable how inaccessible they are, and they're not transparent. What they do is they do things on their own, film on their own, have their own PowerPoints, and not once do we get a forum, a town hall, an open exchange and dialogue, not counting three puny minutes that you get at the Board of Supervisors if they have the meeting.
Look, we're running out of time, Laurie.
All right,
so
thanks for taking my call, you guys. You're awesome.
Yeah. Right, I also want to say what she was saying about, like, Mercy and Shasta Regional, you have to show your card or, you know, if you've tested negative or positive or whatever. They are actually taking down people's information off their card, their name, their address, and everything, which I don't see how they can do it, but they are doing it. I know that firsthand. That they are doing that, so just beware, people.
I don't know. You know, I just can go by what I'm hearing and what I'm seeing and the different things.
I know.
So, you know, and I don't believe anything that goes mainstream anymore. Yeah. You got to check the other side, and then you got to make a decision on what you believe is the truth, because I know they've lied about everything on the mainstream. It's verifiable. I could do his little homework and not be a sheep that just runs over the cliff with the rest of them.
Yeah, and it's coming out. It's more of a parasite within the blood.
See, I don't know anything about that. I'm not
sure. Yeah, that is why the ivermectin works so well, because that's what it is designed for.
It creates a parasite?
It is a parasite within the blood is COVID. Yes.
I'll have to do a little homework on that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, exactly. That's why there's certain protocols that work so well for that, because it's actually a parasite within your blood.
Well, and I don't know if it's actually a parasite. From the information that I've seen on it, you have basically off-brand products that can be used to treat one thing can actually be very beneficial in other things. It's kind of like how metformin can actually have anti-aging properties despite the fact that it's used as a blood sugar control drug for people with diabetes. So you have individuals that are using these things so that they can end up prolonging their life or giving them better situations in life, but it's off use, but it's effective for different
conditions. Right, for various things.
Well,
yeah,
it's like the comment in the chat room, you know, ivermectin is what my dog's heartworm uses as a preventative. But that's true, and it's as a preventative for worms for horses as well. I've used it on my horses, but the real deal is that it also has been set up to use for human consumption in the right dosages. I'm not sure how they refine it. We know that's a fact. Google it. You know, it's been around since 1960. There's been a 2015. They won a Nobel Peace Prize on it. I mean, so...
And parasites are not uncommon in the human body. Just so you guys know, that's not uncommon at all.
I'm not sure the connection. Well, I want to do a little homework on that. So.
With that, we're going to go to a break. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Carolina home, had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, empowering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Storm, riders on the storm.
Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone.
All right, we're back. Sovereign Radio. Okay, so we got a couple things to cover here. The one I want to cover, too, is that there's a list of Intel fools is what it's the headline is, who pushed Hunter Biden Russian laptop lie. Yeah, you go down through this, and it's like this is about remembering and holding those who lie or are wrong accountable. Just because someone has worked in the intelligence community does not automatically infer on that person the sort of divine insight or infallibility. Yes, and the person who wrote the article worked at the CIA as an analyst, but had a good fortune of being a friend of J.P. Mack, Isaac. After more than a year of insisting that the material contained on Hunter Biden's laptop was some scandalous bullshit plot, the Political, one of the hacks that populate the mainstream media and blogosphere, came clean and admitted that the laptop was Hunter's, and he left it at the Delaware computer repair shop, and this J.P. Mack, Isaac, is a truth teller. 50 men and women who have wrapped themselves in the shroud of their pitiful intelligence careers, signed a letter insisting the New York Post, which published the story of Hunter Biden's sword laptop, was being duped by the Russians. And there's the whole list of the clowns' names here. James Clapper's the head of Leon Panetta, John Brennan. You know, we could go down through this, but I'll post this online. Also, everybody should be moving over to Telegram, is where everybody seems to be heading. To get more information and is not censored like the mainstream mm-hmm. here. But that's something to look at. So it's finally admitted that it is Hunter's laptop, and yeah, he was colluding with and he's all screwed up, and he's a crack guy, and Chinese whores and payoffs and all of that. So this guy's definitely screwed up. But of course, Joe said he's the smartest person he knows. And also, it confirms the fact that Joe's getting paid off 50% of whatever Hunter's makes.
Yeah.
So
and all of this stuff, I mean, we have normalized this across these last 2 years to where we know for a fact information is true. We came out and we broke it the same week that it came out and said exactly what we're saying right now and seeing in these news articles. And it's like the inflation stuff. We have people calling in and they're saying that we're liars, this, that, and the other thing for talking about the Great Reset and seeing what's going on. All right, well, now it's in the news. Costco, Nike, FedEx are warning there's more inflation set to hit consumers as holidays approach. Yeah. We have cargo containers that are on our coastline that are not mm-hmm. being allowed in. We have shortages that we're starting to see once again. We see all this money that's being pumped in to try to keep the economy afloat. At the same time, as over these last 2 weeks, we're seeing China having their version of their global housing crisis that broke down over there, their version of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which has gone under, is also going to hit.
I think what's happening is that they're losing the narrative, and they know it. People are starting to wise up a little bit that they've been lied to about just about everything. I mean, it's just an example. And I mean, is that stealing the election when you have the news media, the mainstream, skewing all the stories, burying the stories, blacking out the stories that are
it's criminal.
Absolutely. I mean, is it relevant that China Joe's son is
10 to 20% of people said that if they had known that fact, then they wouldn't have voted for Joe.
That's not skewing the election, right? And we're not even talking about the ballots. We're not talking about anything else.
Right.
This wasn't a cooperative effort to get Joe elected, hook or crook, cheat, whatever they had to do.
Well, and actually, as far as I'm concerned, they released this information now to go ahead and throw Joe under the bus and give a sensational story so they won't actually have people looking into the fact that the Wuhan lab was maybe not the exact place it might have originated there, but we have a dude that actually ended up coming before people in our government and saying that, hey, there is going to be a leak of a virus at the Wuhan military games, and he comes out and says this in November, and then we have cases that is confirmed to be the first super spreader event that was over there at the Wuhan military games.
Right.
And he was saying that it was going to be a biological weapon that was released intentionally.
Yeah, now I want to go. That really makes me want to go get a vaccine.
Well, sure.
The other thing on this is I'm concerned
just looking at what's in front of us and what we see coming out in the news, that they're intentionally going to try to get us into war so that they can distract us. Right here, the House votes to include women in the draft as part of the Pentagon's budget. The National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for the fiscal year 2022 was passed by the House of Representatives on Thursday, a 316-113 vote. The budget for the bill sets the guidelines for the defense policy, totals $776 billion, $24 billion more than the Biden administration had requested. The bill included authorization for $250 million to conduct counterterrorism operations in Afghanistan. Troops will receive a 2.7 pay increase and possibly for increased parental leave as well as extra aid for military family or special needs children. When you end up looking at this, though, you have over 400 amendments that they are voting on at once to say, hey, we have all these good things over here, but you're also going to have to include women in the draft, effectively increasing the amount of possible casualties in a war by 50%. We are a nation that is literally looking to send our daughters to war. That has not been done before. That's stupid. A nation that sends their daughters to war ends up decreasing their population so much so that it is not logical or rational to conclude, period.
Communist countries.
Right,
then.
But they have sent them to war, but not in large amounts, and they haven't had to draft.
Voluntary and not into combat, necessarily.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
And they can do those roles, but I want them to do those roles by volunteering for those positions. There are plenty capable women out there. However, the problem comes in is when you're mandating that these women, who are your childbearing age women for a country, are going to go fight in combat situations, you are basically sending people to the slaughter.
They have causes when they're allowing people to be whatever they want to be, and there's not just two sexes, man and woman. I'm sorry. They have created that platform to do that to us. I'm not saying it's right. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying they set this up very good to carry it out that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to move on because we're kind of getting farther and farther afield here. I want to talk about the little bit of finances on Biden's proposed law that will allow the IRS to have more information over your bank accounts, up to $600. And U.S. representatives from 9 states, with the exception of Ohio, have sent letters strongly against the proposed proposal to... Oh, boy, they're sending strong letters against the proposal by Nancy Pelosi. That'll work. You know, it's like idiots here locally sending a strong letter to...
and then they backed out of it. They didn't send it.
Well, they were going to
but they didn't.
Gavin Mussolini down there, which is complete crap. They're cowards. This is about not taking a stance, you know. It's the same. This political game is played at every level. Mm-hmm. You know, they act like they're one thing when they're really another. You know, they act like they want this when they really don't. You know, it's like saying that they don't agree with everything that Gavin Newsom does, but they're standing there in line with their hands out to get the money from the CARES Act, and that's really what it's all about. They think that they're justified because they're getting the money for their district, when what they're really doing is they're selling everybody out in the process while they pad their pockets and line their pockets. You know, these whole decline to sign crappy things around here. Really, you know, the people that are in their corner are all Marxist, and the ones that aren't are ill-informed and don't understand what's going on, and they just buy whatever the mainstream tells them.
And explain to me why the Board of Supervisors can't have a meeting, but the city of Reading can.
Well, because
I'm confused.
They're cowards,
you know.
Is what this is. This is to placate. This is to say that we support you, but we're not going to do anything about it because we still get money from Newsom, because Newsom will cut off their funds the whole point.
The image that needs to be in people's minds with these programs like Shasta Ford is a cliffside with people standing on the cliff and then Shasta Ford right there on the top of it with people falling over the cliff. That is the image that I would say is actually taking place and transpiring in the minds of these people.
So let's go back. President Biden wants to know what's in your bank account. President Biden's proposal in his budget would be allow the IRS to monitor your financial transactions from any personal or business account with $600 or more. So, and this is Representative Brett Guthrie. I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy. I don't know him enough about him. But this is a violation of privacy and government overreach, and that's exactly where we're headed, to this totalitarian system at every level. And so, the voting, the representation, but I think Terry, when he called in, is a valid point. At what point in time did you just say, we're not going to do it? We're not going to comply.
Exactly.
So, and I think that's where we're almost there. Or we're there already. You know, I mean, who's going to comply with these
idiots? Yeah, I think people are starting to realize more and more people are feeling the same thing.
It's like if somebody says, you got to get a shot, you got to give your kids a shot, you going to do it?
No.
No, but hell no.
No, me neither.
But I think that kind of is backfiring. I think they thought more people would take the jab before they started standing up. That's why with the medical workers. I could be wrong, but I think
there's a lot more of us than there is of them. That's what I think.
Well, I know, but what I'm saying is that, they thought that they would have more control over the masses than what they do.
I'm tired of being lied to.
Right.
I'm tired of watching people release stories that we know are true to cover up stories. This right here, this is the story they're trying to cover up. This is today's date. Chinese whistleblower says COVID-19 intentionally released during October 2019 military games in Wuhan. For those who believe, as we have all along, COVID-19 is actually a Chinese blow-up bioweapon, a former Communist Party member insider proved us all correct. In an interview with Sky News, former CCP official Wei Jinsheng said that his government intentionally released the virus during the Wuhan military games held in Wuhan in October 2019, the date researchers and intelligence officials around the world have identified when first cases showed up, and no one knew what was causing the illness at the time.
Now, you might get me convinced of getting a vaccine if the vaccine wasn't coming from the same place that released the virus.
And you might get me to do it if it was actually a vaccine.
Right. Well, I mean, the gain of function, all of the research, all this stuff.
And let's change the definition while we're at it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If you got to lie to me about the vaccine, if you got to make it so that the people who are manufacturing the vaccine, don't have any culpability on the effectiveness or the adverse reactions to it, when you got the guy that's running the thing got stock in the vaccine, who was also in charge of, helping manufacture the gain of function liability in Wuhan, my spidey sense is starting to go, something. I think I'll wait and see what happens a little bit before I get any vaccine. And then, we'll just ignore all of the natural immunity. So.
Why are women's periods not, with 30,000 cases of women's periods being changed? Women are reporting this constantly. We already had things to where I ended up going through and talking about this, and now they're like, wow, weird, why is this happening? Well, maybe you should have listened to the guy that wrote an open letter to the European Union in a formal manner.
Well, that's why we're doing this program. Yep. That's why we do the podcast. That's why we do the shows, because we're giving that alternative viewpoint and people, and we are having an effect.
Yeah, so. And with that, we have Jimmy on the line. Good morning, Jimmy.
Hello. I just have a quick comment, and I'll get off the phone.
Yeah, go for it.
You guys are going to break. Well, I have a message for the Board of Supervisors. You guys are shutting your little Board of Supervisors meetings down because of this COVID thing. Well, what about, and I posted this on the chat room, but for those people that are not on the chat room, the Board of Supervisors, you're shutting it down. Well, what about all of us 9-to-5ers that are going to work every day, 5 days a week? Us, like guys like me that are showing up on the fires, fighting the fires. What about the people that are working at Holiday Supermarket or any store? They're not closing down because they can't, because they can't afford it. And it's a bunch of BS.
Yep.
So, Board of Supervisors, why are you closing down when the rest of us are stepping up and going out there in the world and getting things done? Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Jimmy.
It reminds me of Hollywood, is what this is like. What's good for me is not good for ye. Everybody down in the Grammys, the Emmys, they have a stupid award show every other week.
Oh, that gala AOC went to, where she had the whole tax the wrist dress with the
and
lady.
All the people Yeah, around. Yeah. Yeah. So you can't tell me that these guys are afraid of the virus and they're afraid not to mask and they're afraid of all this crap.
Not a single one of them had a mask. Exactly. But all of their servants did. And I say servants because that's exactly what it is. You end up having that event that took place there. It was the Hunger Games at the Capitol.
Mm. Well, it's like the Nicki Minaj thing in the last couple of weeks. You know, she says, hey, wait a minute. You know, I know somebody who's my cousin and their best friend was getting married. They got it and it screwed him up and now he's impotent. And, you know, that's impotent, not important. And so now, she says, hey, I got reservations. And all of a sudden, man, she's attacked from every angle.
Well, and she didn't even say reservations on it. She just said, talk to your doctor and don't turn around and persecute somebody if they're not willing to do it based upon existing medical conditions.
Well,
and
that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's not that she necessarily said, I have reservations, as much as she said that she didn't endorse the vax. She says, be careful, think for yourself, you know, figure out what's good for you. And that in itself is not an endorsement, and then she's immediately attacked.
Well, and this is a story that's a little bit different, but it's in that same line of don't think for yourself, do as we tell you. So the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has been publicizing several new programs aimed at combating domestic violent extremism, including violent white supremacy, which poses the most significant and immediate terrorism-related threat to the United States. They came to that most significant and relevant by actually excluding the 9/11 attacks and the things that ended up taking place up until that point. So they excluded everything to that point to say that this is what is the most dangerous.
Well, again, it's about attacking the people that are not going along with the program and doing what they're told and are not going to be, that still want to, you know, live as free men and will not be controlled by the government that's out of control.
This is the most important part about these new programs. The CP3's attempt to predict future crimes are based on the behavioral patterns, i.e. profiling, and on encouraging members of the public to inform on families, friends, and classmates. Hasbrook wrote in a statement, the problem is that the law does not permit prosecution based solely on the patterns of lawful behavior. With good reason, pre-crime prediction is a figment of the imagination and the creators of the dystopian fantasy movie Minority Report. They are literally talking about adding pre-crime to their list of things that they're going out for. So if you say, hey, I think that the government was involved in some shenanigans with this last election, and it needs to be researched. You're a domestic terrorist, and we can arrest you on pre-crime basis.
I don't
this is
think
where
you would even have to say that. I think if they're going to pre-label it,
if you're
know,
a whistleblower,
hey,
that's gonna
you're
bring
an American
out,
or whatever. We don't like you.
Well, this is just like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report, you know. And I just pulled it up real quick, and here's the trailer line: in a future where a special police unit is able to arrest murderers before they commit their crimes,
right.
An officer from that unit is himself accused of a future murder. But I mean, that's what the movie was about: was that they could predict before you did the crime that you were going to do the crime, so then you could get arrested. I mean, what happened to proven guilty?
Innocent
till proven guilty. Exactly.
Just drive around and label you. Yeah, we know that you're going to commit this crime in 20 years.
I mean, they have been bad-mouthing the freedom movement from day one. Remember Nancy Pelosi? They're AstroTurf.
They're the party of anti-freedom. It's why we have open borders everywhere right now. It's why, as of 16 hours ago, reformed California chairman slams bill to allow illegal immigrants to serve on county council committee.
Right.
So we have no borders. We are not a nation anymore. I want to get this into people's heads. We are not a nation. A nation has borders. We don't have borders. We have people literally walking across the border at their leisure, walking back to get themselves takeout, and then coming back over here.
Well, and then it's like Trump said, we're going to be Venezuela here pretty soon if we don't stop this. And so we're almost there now.
These $3.8 trillion stimulus bills they're doing. And in 2020, in February, we had $3.8 trillion that was in total in circulation. They're talking about spending another $3.8 trillion and pumping it into our system
now. Inflation is kind of funny because I've studied inflation for a long time in a lot of different examples, you know, whether from Zimbabwe to Weimar Germany, you know, Yugoslavia. It's happened a lot of times. And I actually have some actual dollars from Zimbabwe at my desk. And, you know, it starts out kind of slow. It's kind of like the old Ernest Hemingway thing when they asked him how he went bankrupt. And he says, well, it was really slow at first, and then it was all of a sudden it was fast. And that's how inflation kind of works. It builds up in different arenas, and then it's actually it's not a physical thing as much as it is a psychological thing that causes the money to get dumped back into circulation. Because what happens is people are saving and they're scrimping as time goes by, because they know they need to save money because, you know, things are getting tighter. They need to, you know, they're afraid to spend it on things. And then, what happens is then when they realize at some point when this flood of money is being devalued, into the marketplace, they realize that hanging on to it is going to cause them to lose everything. Mm-hmm. That's when it starts getting dumped back in, and the velocity of money changes very dramatically and very rapidly and starts flooding back into the market. That's a hyperinflation. You know, the other thing is you have a deflation. But what they're doing by causing all of these anomalies in the marketplace through this constant counterfeiting is you get to the point where you don't trust the government or the currency.
Why would you trust the government right now?
Well, some of them do.
Anything.
Here's how you trust the government. If you work for them. See, they're basically being bought off to not say anything. They're afraid to lose their jobs.
Here's
how
you trust the cartel. You work for them.
Right. That's the same thing.
When you end up seeing what's going on and what's taking place right now, the evidence that's before us of where we're heading right now is we will have a digital cryptocurrency that tracks everything.
Did you hear about China?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, China outlawed cryptocurrency, said
with
it's
the
illegal.
Exception of their own, which
isn't
they're working on and making
isn't
it right
that
now.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes, they couldn't control it and track it and tax it.
And well, it's FedCoin for us that's coming to soon.
But that's why I like the metals, because the metals are not in a place, you know, I mean, and there's no perfect answer. I mean, I think that some of these cryptocurrencies have a place, but they can outlaw them and they can outlaw gold and silver as well. So
right.
It really becomes about self-preservation if you're not careful at the end of the day.
But you have to be in several areas, I believe. You can't just rely on one because we don't know. We're
right.
going in uncharted territory.
Right now, I mean.
Charted territory. Really, nobody's been there.
I would think that you would need. Well, what you need to do to prepare for this is to set yourself up with some extra food, with some extra water, with some extra, you know, the things on a daily basis that you need, and then start preserving your wealth in different ways. But you don't want to have all your money sitting in the bank. I think going back to the Joe Biden, we're going to know about what's going on with $600. If this whole thing falls apart, the banks can just seize your accounts. I mean,
I spend $700 on my food when I go to the supermarket.
I went, you know, I went yesterday to get some stuff for dinner. I bought a little deal of cookies, you know, one of those little baked square things, and I bought some hamburger buns. I bought a gallon of milk, and I bought some chips. $34.
Yep.
$34.
And people don't understand. When you end up looking back at what income tax was, $30,000 was the income tax that the super, super rich back then.
I actually have a copy of the original tax return. It's from 1913. You can Google it. It's in a PDF.
Optional.
And it was from 1 to 6%. And the actual...
supposed to be voluntary.
Well,
yeah, okay.
Well, no, it wasn't voluntary at the time. It was a rich
but now
tax.
I mean it is.
Well, but I want to do a podcast on this. I've been thinking about this for weeks. I'm going to get that. I'm going to show the original tax return. I'm going to show the tax rates, what the amounts were. You only had to pay if it was over $50,000, up to 6% at like $500,000. So, but nobody was paying it. It was considered a rich man's tax. In fact, guys would brag about having to pay it because it was such a small amount that they didn't care. So I want to cover that, and we're going to do a podcast on that and kind of go over through the taxation and and how it worked and how it started and how it has been implemented and how it has gradually progressed into the monster Leviathan that we have now that's completely out of control.
Well, and in short on that, right now the cutoff for all of this stimulus money is $75,000. After that, mm-hmm. you're considered to be wealthy. All right, well, now with all this inflation that we see going on, they keep saying, well, you're going to get a raise, so don't worry about it. You're going to get this, you're going to get that, your money and your income is going to go up, and guess what? It's all going to be honky-dory, and then you're going to be considered rich. Congratulations. While these big businesses still don't actually end up paying hardly anything because of all their tax deferrals and everything else, the Democrats have become the party of big business, the party of war, the party of everything that they used to claim that they were despising, and the conservatives are the people that are trying to look out for the middle class who's getting screwed over at every turn.
I got to say one thing here. We got to talk just one thing. Jeffrey Epstein and Bill Gates. And I just want to say one thing. Can you turn me on here?
He's on the phone.
Oh, he's on the phone.
The phone just rang, yeah. He's on the phone.
Okay, never mind. I wanted to get this one organ thing in here.
He's off now.
Okay, turn on my computer for me. I got to talk about Bill Gates. There we go. I had to get that in. Sorry. I've been wanting to do it for like a half hour.
Really?
Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein. Okay, that's the end of the show.
I thought you said one word. One word is sick.
And there's still people trapped in Afghanistan. But yeah. That's all normal now.
Well, I guess we're at the end of the show.
Trump's. Yeah, we are. Bye.
Okay. I guess we're waiting for the music to come on. But you've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio, where we put principles above parties, liberty over security. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is an inner servant and
fearful. And don't forget the recall. Recall, recall, recall.
Yeah.
Sign the petitions, everybody.
Get on the podcast tomorrow.
Yep.
And I also
if you want to call in, call 255-8063.
And also, we're going to announce the Roots School thing on the 16th October, so we'll get to that, too.
Have a great week. Yeah. You've been listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Working with my hands. Oh.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.